Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I forget I don't have intro music anymore. This is Amy Yancey. I haven't done a show in 11 months. Prior to this, I had done 400 plus shows, which are all archived on my website at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. So welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. I will assume you are a new listener and you have not heard of me. I am an intuitive and a coach. I combine my skills to give my clients intuitive coaching to help them live an amazing life. I work with really brilliant, creative, driven, heart-centered people who not only want to make an impact on the planet, but want to realize all of their dreams. And so if you are one of those people, maybe you're listening to this on a commute and you're like, I just want to do my own thing. I am here to help you navigate that journey soulfully and respectfully and with grace and a little humor and from a place of total abundance. So if that is something you are looking for, check me out. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work with clients in packages. Right now, the package that's available is my 3-month, and we hang out and we chat, and it's wonderful, and you will be amazed by what you will be able to create, manifest, and heal in that time frame. So if that seems of interest to you, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so this is my first show, and as I said, in 11 months, and so what I've been up to and why I took the break. Well, I got a divorce. That's why I don't have intro music anymore. Though, if you just happened, you know, you're an old listener, my ex-husband and I are still really good friends. I bet if I asked him, he'd make me a new show intro. Life changed a lot for me in 2017. If you listen to some of the shows from last year, I said, I start writing a novel. I have since released that novel. I released it last month. I still live in Oakland. I am still a faithful and devoted servant of God, and I do my spiritual work every day. And so this show is really about the journey, and this particular show is about how to be present while navigating the highs and lows of life. And I want to credit where this awareness came from. So I heard Danielle Laporte, who I'm a big fan of. I think she is truly a modern spiritual master. And so I heard her say, she was talking about her team and her and life, and she's like, it was the highs of the highs and the lows and the lows. And I'm like, you know, when I heard her say it, I was like, what? And then I started to experience it. And I'm like, oh, thank you, God, that I heard that message. So I want to spread it because probably somebody else is probably going through this. And what this looks like, it means like that thing you've been wanting that is so beautiful and so amazing and so wonderful happens and you're in it and it feels great. And then there's something else that shows up that you're like, really? I'm navigating this at the same time, and that is my life. Like, even as I look, my birthday was on Saturday, and my man friend sent me this gorgeous bouquet of flowers, like what I've always dreamt of from a partner. And then I'm thinking about the rest of my life and all the things that I'm going through, and it's difficult sometimes to put that into context. So here are some tips, some guidance to help you navigate the highs and lows when they are happening at the same time. First and foremost, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Because you can feel like the world is caving in. When you're in the high, you're like, gosh, it's finally happening. And then you have this thing happen that you're like, it's the opposite of that. You're not wrong. And be compassionate and kind and loving and respectful to yourself during that. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this particular show is because it'll mess up your mind because you think, like, I'm on it. I'm in my groove. I'm in the flow. And then this thing shows up. Know that your higher self is always manifesting in your experience, and things may be showing up that may not be desirable, but your higher self knows that's what's going to get your attention so that you can make the necessary changes in your life. So think of it as everything is a lesson, everything is an opportunity to learn, everything is a, and it won't feel that way. I'm going to be so straight up. When you are in the middle of a low, for example, you're going to feel crummy. And give yourself permission to feel crummy. I'm not going to Pollyanna that. Give yourself full permission to go there, you know, get mad at God. Life is not fair. It's not supposed to go this way. I planned it differently. Go there and go there deeply. And I would encourage you to do that by yourself. And one of the ways in which I suggest doing this that's really effective is journaling. But do an audio journal where you can just talk through your feelings. You might even need to scream. You might need to punch the pillow. But the minute that you allow yourself to feel that full range of feelings, you're going to get your power back. So often for us that have been in this New Age space for a long time, maybe you've been a positive thinker for a long time, we get afraid of feeling negative emotions because we think, oh, that's just going to create more bad in my life. No, you're human. You got to feel it all. It's the thoughts that we consistently engage that create in our experience. Having a day where you're acknowledging, hey, that's really fucked up. That didn't work the way I wanted. That's just healthy. And the sooner you go there, the sooner you will move through the experience. I do think that some of the lows that show up are an opportunity to feel our feelings in a way that we can't, you know. Just as I think that the highs that show up in our lives are opportunities to experience greater levels of gratitude, greater levels of peace, and greater levels of tranquility. I'm doing this show very early in the morning, so I'm going to have some coffee here. Okay, so my next tip for navigating the highs and lows of life, pay attention to your body. This has been really, really telling for me. We're human, so let's start there. So you are going to have just the general, you know, especially as you age. Like I said, I just had a birthday. I'm like, woo, I'm definitely moving up the scale on the age. I feel it in my body. I'm not talking about the natural just aging process that happens. I'm talking about when you're pushing, when you're going for it, when you're in the midst of doing something. Know when it's time to rest. Know when it's time to stop. Know when it's time to take action. So if you're paying attention to your body rhythms, I will say in our culture, it is very difficult to pay attention to body rhythms. And the reason why is because we're on this mythical journey, right? But it's very much geared around time. So whether it's a 30-day cycle, whether it's a 24-hour cycle, we're in the midst of that. And so often our time is being dictated by an outside source. So I have to be at work at 8, I have to end at 5, I have to go to this meeting, I have to pay this bill. And none of that gives a lot of room for, you know what, I'm kind of tired today. I need an extra 5 minutes on that. Okay, I'm kind of slow. I mean, there are, you know, definitely some very progressive companies out there that allow their employees to adjust to that. But self-employment is definitely, if you're a creative, that's definitely one of the ways to really be able to tap into the natural rhythms, but you're still bound to your responsibilities and obligations. So pay attention to your body. Know when you need to pull back, know when you don't. And it's quiet, this conversation you have with your body. You need to do it from a place of compassion, and you need to do it from a place of love, and you need to know when, man, I'm just tired. and then take a nap. Or I just need some love and affection. And, you know, if you don't have someone in your life that you can engage in that way, pray about that. And then be there for yourself. You know, be kind. Take the break. Get in bed with a good book. And just relax. It makes a big difference. And then as you start to really trust your body rhythms, you can start to have a dialogue with your body. What do you need from me right now? What do you need from me right now? Very much connected. Your body is very much connected to your intuition. My body is totally connected to my intuition. And I know when it's time to make a change. And your body will tell you. Okay, number three on this journey of trusting the highs and lows of life is daily contemplation time. Frequently check in with the vision. You know, we all had a reason why we set out to do what we wanted to do, whether it's starting a business or being in a relationship or working on a creative project. There was some vision behind it. And go back and check that. And see if you're still in alignment and see if there's a contract you made. Because I do believe when we set out to do something like, I'm going to write a book, it's going to be this and this and that, there's a contract. That's a contract between you and God. And then you go about fulfilling your part of it, and then God goes about fulfilling their part of it. And sometimes we don't have enough information when we make our declarations to the universe and we sign on the dotted line. And what's so beautiful is Spirit's totally down to let you change terms mid vision, but go in and check on the vision. So contemplation time is really important, and get in the habit of writing it down. Write down what the vision is. What was it that you wanted? What do you want now? And again, it's always okay to tweak it a little bit. Also, be aware of the why behind it. You know, as I was researching this show, because really when you're in these highs and lows and highs and lows and highs and lows and whoo, this is happening and this is happening, and much of it sometimes is outside of your control. You're doing everything you think that you need to do and something swoops in. You can feel very depleted in those moments. So as I was researching this, one of the things that came up was paying attention to your why. Why did you do it? Why are you continuing to do it? Why do you continue to show up? And then let that why keep you going. And sometimes you might have to ask that question to yourself many times before you get that click inside where you're like, oh, that's why I'm here. So I'm going to take a nap now because, right, you're honoring your body rhythms. And then I'm going to get back on the horse and do what I need to do, right? Okay. Next, know your safety and security set point. And what I mean by this is, what do you need in life to feel safe? What do you need in life to feel secure? And then build a life around that. Do you need a certain amount of money in the bank? Okay, figure out how to do it. First and foremost, pray about it. And sometimes we get really focused on, okay, I need this. And then we don't take it to God. And we set out to create it, and we're like, why is this so much harder? Because we're doing it without God. So just go in prayer about it. You know, I need X number of dollars in the bank so I can pursue this dream. Or, Spirit, I need more time in my schedule, and this is what that would look like. And just keep praying about it and keep praying about it and keep praying about it. And then your intuition's going to kick in and give you some guidance as to what steps to take. And then go ahead, take them. And pay attention to the ones that feel fun, because that's your key. And then pay attention to the ones that don't, because that's also telling you either you're approaching this from a perspective that's not healthy, or you are not on the right path for you. And only you know. There's no judgment. There's no shame in this. It's this life is just an experiment, with a mission. It's an experiment and a mission all at the same time. And you've got heavenly beings waiting to assist you. So trust your intuition and know what makes you feel safe and secure as a human. You know, do you need to live in a certain place? Do you need to live a certain way? Do you need to be eating a certain type of food? Whatever it is, pray about it and then be willing to receive that safety and security. You don't, just because you got a big dream and you're going for it and you're doing something different than what everybody around you is doing, I read an entrepreneurship book that it's leaving the herd. So it's okay that you're leaving the herd. You still can be safe and secure. You're now fully responsible for your safety and security, but you can put things in place so that life is working for you. My spirit guides are jumping in, and I do, if you're new to the program, I'm a full-on psychic, and I do have spirit guides that communicate with me when I'm in work. And they're saying, give an example of this. So very much. So for me, what's going on is some of the things I'm navigating is I have to be a lot more aware of the division of my resources. And I used to think I could just put all my resources in one bucket and come and visit the well as need be. But now I'm running two businesses with two very different payment types. You know, resources, payment cycles, I should say, in terms of revenue. I also have a team in one of the businesses. In my coaching business, I pretty much do most of it myself. In my publishing business, I can't do it all myself. So I have people that are working, and that's energy. You know, everybody brings their own flair to the table. And so being mindful of that, and creating safety and security around that in a way that I couldn't do when I was just a coach. So that, you know, that I'm still speaking very vaguely because I'm still in the midst of figuring it all out. But I will say, pay attention. If you build it, Spirit will bring it. If you build it, Spirit will totally bring it to you. So what I mean by that is create a foundation for whatever it is that you want. And know that all the answers will show up just by you acknowledging that, hey, I'm going out here and I'm not feeling as safe as secure as I want. So often many of us are like, oh, I'm just going to ignore that. If I can just get here, then everything will be okay. No, sweet baby, stop. Sit with it and say, okay, what do I need so I can feel safe and secure? What do I need so I can be my most confident self in this moment? And pray about that. And then Spirit will give you some guidance as to what actions you need to take, and then take those actions and know that the answers will appear. It will get better. I'm going to say that to you again because I know somebody is listening to this who needs that particular message. It will get better. I'll be honest with you. We're not in control of how and when it will get better, but know that Spirit's got you and it will get better. Just keep tuning in to your intuition, keep taking the appropriate action, and it will get better. Okay, next up here in navigating the highs and lows of life, be aware of what you've been putting off. I have a habit, and I'm trusting that I'm not the only one on the planet like this, that when I'm doing something, like I'm within book launch, it's like, book launch. And I look at things in my life, and I'm like, oh, that can wait. Growing grocery shopping can wait. Or making that appointment at the DMV, that can wait, because I'm in book launch right now. Be mindful of your back burner projects. I am at the point now where I would say, don't back burner anything. You know, yes, there are things that are not going to be a priority, but we tend to, when we're going and we're on the high and we're like, yes, we're going for the gold, and it feels awesome, and you're probably pushing a little bit. You're like, oh, I don't have time to deal with that. But those things are in your life to keep you balanced. It's a checks and balance. So if you say you are in the middle of book launch and you realize, I just had this happen, I have to go renew my driver's license. Go renew your driver's license, or you gotta go to the grocery store, or stop, take the break. It's gonna be there when you get back. So I'm gonna say, step out of line, don't back burner anything. There are things that are not gonna be a priority, yes, But things that you know, like, oh, if you say, oh, I'll get to that when. If you start a statement with, in your mind or out loud, I'll get to that when, meaning some undefined date in the future after you hit a particular goal, that is when I want you to stop and say, okay, what is it that I need to do? And let's get that done. Because I know that that hitting that goal is probably very much contingent on me making sure these aspects of my life are in check. So yes, be mindful of backburnering certain things. Can it really wait? And things that can really wait probably don't need to be even on the to-do list at all. So just stay mindful. Okay, and then last one here. I started this with this thought. Talk about your feelings. But here's the thing. It's difficult to talk about your feelings without someone projecting their story onto us, even professionals, right? So your most intimate feelings, sit with them, have that dialogue, turn the recorder on your phone, the voice memo feature, and just talk. And then when you're done, delete that sucker. Nobody needs to know. I've even been doing it on video. I'll record a video where I talk through my feelings. I talk through what I'm going through. Because in doing so, it'll not only help you remember your why, which is important to the overall pursuit, but it'll help balance the mind and the heart. Sometimes we can't see our blessing, we can't see our miracle, we can't see our path because there's some feelings in the way. And we've got to clear them out. I also call this is a time to explore limiting beliefs, things that you believe that are the opposite of what you want. And most of the time, we are not even aware of it. I'd say all the time. And we might be going for the million-dollar dream while secretly thinking money is evil. Yeah, it's going to be much harder to get to the million-dollar dream. But if you take the time to talk through your feelings, talk through your thoughts, ask yourself, what is it that I want? What is it that I believe that might get in the way of me having what I want? Under the umbrella of, if there's something that you want that you are not having, it means that on some level you don't think you can have it. So take the time, talk it through. We push, push, push. We're going for it. But we don't stop to do this crucial part of this process, and it'll help us navigate those highs and lows much easier. We'll be able to see, like, oh, this low has shown up because there's a back burner thing that I've been saying, I'll get to, that is crucial that I deal with in order for me to open the door to my manifestation. We think, oh, money will solve the problem. We think, oh, the accolades will solve the problem. Once I feel good about myself, the problem will be solved. No, the goal is just to feel good right now. So when you get to the goal, it's just sweet. It's just sweet. And it feels divine. It really feels divine. So, yes, know what's motivating you. Know what's nagging at you. Don't ignore any of it. Contemplation time, daily practice will help. I do this every single morning. I started this practice mid-divorce last year, or right after my ex-husband was like, we're done. Exactly a year ago, I started every day. I sat with my journal, and I was always a journaler, and I pull cards for myself, and I am going to pull some cards for you, listeners, today. I always did that, but then I started doing it every single morning. And it might be meditation, it might be affirmations attached to it, but I sit down, I look at what I'm facing for the day, I pull some cards on it, and then I go to work on it. There might be something I need to heal that comes up in the cards. There might be an action. One of the cards triggers, like, oh, that's action I need to take. Maybe there's some feelings or limiting beliefs I'm holding on to, and my cards will explain it. It should give me a spark that helps me figure out what needs to be cleared. And that I have started to offer to my clients in my Seeker Circle subscription. It's a daily email reading. After this call, I'm going to work on that and send those out. But you get it on Monday. You get 4 cards a day now, very much the practice that I do, theme. You get the block for the day. You get the advice card for the day, and then you get the prediction or outcome card. And it really, if you sit with it and make it a part of your daily practice, it's amazing how quickly you're going to get to what you want and how quickly things will shift for you. So Seeker Circle, it's on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and it's a subscription, and it's a really beautiful service to help you navigate the highs and lows of life and do so with confidence and grace and ease and the ability to make the changes you need to make so you can get to where you want to be, because the highs show up to let you know you're on the right track, and the lows show up to tell you, okay, tweak this so we can get there. And so be open to tweaking and getting there. Okay, so cards for the day. I'm going to do 2 card spread for you, prescriptive card and then a predictive card. So think of the prescriptive card as, what do I have to do, or what do I need to heal? And then the predictive card tells you how the day's going to go. So first card, the prescriptive card, which I think is so perfect, is tranquility. Make time to relax, be still, and enjoy your solitude. Enjoy indulging in some much-needed self-care. So tranquility is an inside and an outside experience. You might need to do some things to create some tranquility in your life. Maybe you need to clean out some clutter or tidy up your room or resolve an issue. Whatever it takes to create tranquility outside of you, but also within you. Are you holding on to some worry and some fear and some doubt and some struggle? Be willing to let it go, because we think that if we hold on to the worry, it's going to get it resolved. But really, Spirit's waiting for you to get peaceful so they can swoop in and be of service to you. So tranquility is both inside and outside. So right now in this moment, you will know whatever you need to do, whoever you need to be, to get tranquil. So that's the prescriptive card. Now, the predictive card is a water card, and the way I receive this particular card, it may mean actually that, you know, if it had come up in the prescriptive spot, it'd be like, okay, a little more water in your life. You might need a bath. You might need to drink some more water. You might need some, eat food, high-vibrating food. I think it might be hailing here. It sounds pretty loud. California, I tell you, the weather. But because this came up in the predictive place, it means this is an opportunity to not only go with the flow, think of the current, go with the current as opposed to against it, and you will be able to feel it. You'll know if you're going with the current. Life will feel, either it'll feel heavy or it'll feel light. And if it's feeling light, you know you're going with the current. So this is a message to find your rhythm, fall in line with the current. And it's also a message about abundance. Think of water. If you think of a big body of water and visualize that, that is all the abundance that's available to you. So this is also a message that everything that you need will show up. It may not show up on your time frame, but it will show up, and there's an abundance of what you need, and there's no shortage. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I will start to end each show here with a card, and I don't know the frequency of when I'll do shows, but keep tuning in. Follow me. And then you can always go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click radio, and you'll see all the latest shows. So blessings to you. May your day be filled with light and love, and I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.